Conclusion. Thanks for making it through all the way to the end of Learn Spanish, short stories for beginners to learn Spanish fast and easy. And let's hope it was informative and able to provide you with all the tools you need to achieve your goals, whatever they may be. The next step is to keep reading both this book and others. What I've done in this book is going to be immensely valuable to you as a Spanish learner and as a language learner in general. You see, we broke it down into individual steps and concepts and talked about the biggest things as they came. This allows us to tap into your natural ability to pick up language instead of relying on some sort of crutch or some sort of memory game in order to remember the language. Playing guess with essential words in a language has never been fun to me, so why would we leave it up to guesswork? When you learn languages in the traditional way where you sift through lists of vocabulary, you aren't truly learning the language. Rather, you're learning how to memorize certain words and then regurgitate them. Sure, maybe that works in a general sense, but when it comes to a practical knowledge of the language, you're going to be pretty much lost. This is because learning languages is as much of an individualized art as it is a rigid science. There are certain things that can cause you to learn languages faster and more efficiently, and this is why certain methods are rated above others and why, for example, the Pimsleur method is constantly seen as highly preferable to buying Rosetta Stone. However, it feels like common sense to me that the best way to pick up a language is by actually making yourself communicate. This book is hard to get through. I'm well aware of that. It's intentionally made to be hard to get you through the first time, and perhaps even the second. The first time, as I said at the beginning, you should be focusing on the big ideas and getting through what you can. You can't expect yourself to know every single word in the book of a language that you don't even know. Rather, when you read through a language you don't know, with only tidbits of what you do understand, your brain naturally acclimates to that language. So I'm sure that you remember the idea of context clues from middle school to help you determine the meaning of a word that you don't know. Our brains are extremely adept at using context clues in all kinds of amazing ways, not the least of which is a super grand scale sort of context clues that it uses to figure out language. So yes, the first read was confusing, and it's likely that the second read will be as well. However, the more that you come back and the more you try to understand, the more that those parts of your brain, that is, that natural process language part, will be picking up not only the various words in this book, but the patterns and tendencies of the Spanish language itself. And that, as a new language learner, is something you should be striving for. In the end, I think that I've made a really solid book and that you, as the end user and the hopeful language learner, will greatly benefit from. That, of course, is my intent. If I was right in that, then I'd really appreciate it if you were to leave me an Amazon review. Reviews help me know that there's an audience and keep me producing quality content. I'd like, just one last time, to wish you the best of luck in your journey to learning Spanish. It will be hard, but ultimately, it will be most definitely worth it. I genuinely hope that you will find this book to be an incredibly valuable asset as you push forward in life. Thank you.